Okay. And I'm going to pray this prayer. Father in heaven, I pray that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give to us a spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Him, having the eyes of our heart enlightened, that we may know what is the hope of His calling and what the riches of the glory of His inheritance is in us, and what the exceeding greatness of His power toward us who believe, according to that working of the strength of His might, which He worked in Christ, when He raised Him from the dead and made Him to sit at His right hand in the heavenly places, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion, and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come. And He put all things in subjection unto His feet and gave Him to be head over all for the church, which is His body, the fullness of Him who fills all in all. And Father, that's our prayer for everybody in this outreach, in the room here, and also those who are listening, Father, in the name of Jesus. And we praise You and we thank You, Lord, that You're going to fulfill that in every one of us. And those who believe, You said, those that believe. And Father, I think we all believe. And we praise You for putting that great bold faith in all of us, Lord, to believe what Your word says and trust You to fulfill all those things that we're believing for. And we thank You for it, Father, in Jesus' name. Be with us tonight, Lord. Lead us and guide us into those things that You want us to talk about or to play as a worship song to You, as a praise song to You, Father. And let these praise songs go up to You, a sweet incense in Your nose, Lord. And we praise You for it, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. Anybody got a prayer request? Hey, Denny and Debbie. All right. Any prayer requests? Yeah, Denny, go ahead, brother.
Yeah, Jonah, our grandson, he's been having a little diarrhea right now. So he didn't go to school today, but so I'm just going to pray for him. Okay. Father, we just thank You, God, that You would thank You for His healing. We're believing You for it, and Victory's praying too, and we're praying with her, standing with her. Whatever this is in the system, we just rebuke it in Jesus' name, and we command that healing, and we thank You for it. We thank You in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Amen, Lord.
Thank You, Lord. Tell us here.
Yes.
Okay.
Also, while I'm on, we were at Donna Marlene's last night for the conference call, and at the end of it, I remembered. It just came to me that Don had prayer. Gabe had a word for Don, either a meeting or two meetings before. I forget what it was, that God was going to put healing. So I went over and prayed for him that God was going to put healing power in his hands. So when he lays hands on people, they would be healed. So I remember that. So I asked them to pray for my knees because they're still bothering me, and trusting that I've been healed, you know, but they're still haven't had that manifestation yet. When I walked over there, it's real rough gravel, like real thick rock, and it's uneven, and it's real hard to walk on when you have trouble with your knees. But when we left there and walked all the way back, I walked all the way back to our house, and it's like, man, my knees didn't hurt me at all.
Praise God.
Debbie went to go for a walk around. There's a lake on the other end of town that was a 1 mile hike around there, and she's always been wanting me to go, but I could never go, you know. But I said, well, I went, drove over there. I was going to let her just go, and then it just came to me, I'm walking around that lake, you know. So I walked around the lake with her, and the knees were pretty good. I couldn't, you know, my legs were tired, and my lung couldn't beat my lungs, like, you know, when you're maybe going out for football practice and your lungs are burning because you're just not used to it. Just from walking around the lake, I could feel that in my lungs and in other parts of my legs. But thank you, Jesus.
You did it.
Amen. Amen.
acting it out.
You have to do three or four times a week now and get everything back in shape, you see.
We had to stop and rest every now and then. But each time he you know, just better.
Yeah, so but the knee part of it was
doing this again until he's always.
So we're just thankful for that.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen, Lord.
Ooh, excuse me. Anybody else? I got testimony. Praise report. Yeah, Joe, go ahead.
Minute. There we go. I myself muted. Well, today at work, I, you know, I've been around the block, let's say, been around the mountain probably quite a few times. So I got to see where the enemy was. I kind of figured this. I'm like, I've been here before. I think I've definitely been here, you know. And so, but it was like, random coworker of mine came up to me and she was pulling pallets that we picked product to put on. And so she was pulling them out and kind of putting them in the alleyway. She said, "Do you know whose pallet this is?" And I was like, "I have no idea." I looked at it and I thought it was mine, but I wasn't sure. And I said, I don't know. And, you know, she said, "This is my staging lane," you know. And I was like, "Okay. No, actually, my paper that I was, you know, working off of it, that had all the areas I had to go to pick from, I was like, I have the same staging lane, so I'm not sure what's going on." And, you know, and before I would have like seized up in fear, you know, at the slightest feeling of any kind of conflict or disagreement. And I just was like, "Thank you, Lord, for the death of the flesh here." You know, I just stood there. I didn't feel anything. I was calm. I just was like, "Oh, no, I have the same staging lane, so I don't know what's going on here," you know. And I let her kind of get all worked up and irritated about it. And I just stood there. I was like, "Okay, whatever." You know, she said, "Go talk to Dino, who's our boss." And I said, "Okay, fine." You know, so, I mean, before I would have kind of seized up and, like, you know, like stammered through my words and just tried to find something to say to avoid the conflict. But I just stood there and I just was like, "No, I have the same staging lane. I don't know what you're talking about." So thank you, Lord, for death of the old man.
Well, it helps when I unmute. It works better, don't it? Yeah, that's good. Yeah. Praise the Lord for overcoming power, Lord. Amen. I get lost in words, too, sometimes. That happened back in 1963, I believe. Praise the Lord. Okay. Anybody else? Joe, that's good, man. That's good. You don't have to go around that mountain again, do you? You won't never be froze up anymore. All right. Anybody else? Testimony or praise report or prayer request? Yeah, Tim.
Yeah, well, you guys are at the morning meeting, kind of aware of this, but for those that weren't there, I took my old truck to the meeting this morning and was kind of in a hurry to get parked. And I thought I had it, you know, under control, and I backed into my spot in the dark. And when I got out, I looked and I was really, really, really close to the front end of another rig. And I thought, boy, I hope I didn't graze that on the way by, you know. And so we went out in daylight after the meeting, and it was probably a 16th to an 1/8 of an inch that I missed the front end of a little car with my big old Ford truck. And the Lord was just watching out for both of us. And I want to give him credit for that, because it was nothing I did, because I backed in there like I owned the joint. I really came close. So thank you, God, for watching out for us, even when we're not watching out for ourselves.
Yeah, that was good. Amen. I don't know how you missed her. We talked about you after you left. No, I'm just kidding you, Tim. All right. Anybody else? Anybody got anything they'd like to talk about? Comment on. Yeah, George.
Hey, everybody. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
I just want to give God praise and lift up a young man named Cameron. Picked him up today. I was leaving work and really ready to be done with a bunch of long days and buzzing right along. And I see this kid on the horizon. And as soon as he got, you know, very close at all, his name came to me. It was the dishwasher that used to work for me a long time ago. And I beeped at him, zipped right back around. And he didn't know who I was. I beeped him a couple more times when I got close to him. And he finally looked in and saw it was me. And he was kind of out of it. And I asked him if he needed a ride. And he said, yeah, I need my old job back too. I started giving him a ride back into town, and he was just down and, you know, as far as he's ever been, and been through a lot of stuff and drugs and everything else. And he's about 4 days off of some hard stuff. And I was able to just give him the gospel and teach him about covenant and teach him about that God wants it all and God wants to redeem, and just really, it was so easy. You know, he said, yeah, a few people have told me I need to give my life to Jesus or whatever. And finally, by the time we got even close to town, he was ready and led him to the Lord and gave him, you know, a Bible and sat there and read with him a little bit and just almost took him to the river to baptize him. But I gave him my business cards, and I know he'll get in touch with me. I told him to talk to some local guys that might help him with a job and throw my name out there if I can help him. And so I'll hook up with him and get him baptized and filled with the Spirit. And, you know, I just encouraged him that God was the author and finisher of his faith. And I know that God is faithful, and I know that he is going to be a wonderful testimony for the kingdom, and he's going to be king of Maine as far as I'm concerned. This kid's going to really do something for the kingdom. I'm so thankful for God that he does not extinguish the smoking flax or just do away with us when we feel like we're totally worthless. And Father, I thank you for the value that you see in us and that you gave your son and saw such a great worth in us to spend your son Jesus, send him. And thank you for the continuing work that you're doing in all of us and for the harvest. And thank you for making it easy and for making your burden light, Father, in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Thank you, Lord, for that new name written in glory. Thank you, Father. Amen. All right. Anybody else? I can't understand what you're saying. All right, anybody else? Yeah,
I've got a new name written down in glory, yeah. And it's mine. Yes, it's mine.
Amen. That's a good song. All right, anybody else? I just listened to that song just a minute ago, a few minutes ago. I don't know about y'all, but here today, that sky was just as blue, and it had little cotton clouds, real clouds. I'm talking about real clouds. I hadn't seen those in a long time. Real clouds up there. And it was just party. I went out walking. It was good. Thank you, Lord. Okay. Anybody else? Anybody got something I'd like to share? Okay, Missy.
Are we going to start sharing songs?
If you want to.
Okay.
Sing it, Missy.
Sing it, girl.
No, I don't know this one well enough to sing it. But open arms. No, not open arms. Arms open wide.
All right. Arms open wide by whom?
Gosh, I don't know.
Okay. Is that on YouTube?
Yeah.
Open wide. Hillsong? Is that a Hillsong song?
Probably.
All right. Let me get y'all back here. And share.
Yeah, it's Hillsong.
Okay.
Take my life, I lay it down at the cross where I am found. All I have I give to you, oh God. Take my hands and make them clean. Keep my heart in purity, that I may walk in all you have for me. Oh, here I stand, arms open wide. Oh, I am yours.
Ah, that's a good one. Hi, Andrew. All right, anybody else? I got one. Oh my goodness. I got one. Let me figure this out here.
Jesus' name, go and sin no more. He washed all your stains, deliverance is his name. Mercy, mercy, behold the Lamb. Mercy, mercy, behold the Lamb. The kingdom of God is among us, with blessings and portions for all. Come take a seat at the table, there's more than we could ever name. The Savior has overcome. He's loosed every chain. Deliverance is his name. Mercy.
See how beautiful, see how powerful. in portions for all. So come take your seat at the table. There's more than we could ever want.
I said, that was a good one. I liked that. I had myself muted. I said, not talking on. Come take a seat at the table. More than we could want. More than we could ever want. Amen. Come, Lord Jesus. All right. Anybody else? Hey, Tasha. Nobody else got a good song they want? I know you didn't miss it. Let's let Debbie. Did you have one, Debbie? I'll come back to you, Miss.
It's made Me Glad Hillsong worship song with lyrics.
Made me glad. Is that it?
It's Made Me Glad, yeah.
Okay, Made Me Glad. I'll be so glad to hear that song, Made Me Glad.
That was a good one, too.
With the lyrics?
Worship song with the lyrics, yes. That'd be nice to see the lyrics.
Okay, I guess this is it. Is it the one where you can see the audience or the one where you can't see the audience?
Yeah, they're all holding up their arms. A crowd, yeah. That's the one.
Okay, all right.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. All right, let me get y'all back in here. Take the share. Put on the share. Da-da-da.
I will bless the Lord for it.
All right. Another good one. I put the thing off so y'all can't see me because I get up saying, you know, that kind of stuff. All right, anybody else got one? Yeah, Marilyn.
I Will Wait for You by Shane and Shane.
Okay. I know that one.
Joe thinks that's a good idea.
I like that one.
Psalms 130.
I will wait for you.
Amen. That's a good one. I like Shane. Shane, that's one of my favorite groups. Yeah, Wade, what you got, buddy?
Well, my wife doesn't know the name of the song, but she knows.
No, I know the name of the song. They probably played it already.
No, about the Alabaster Box.
C.C. Wyman.
What is that song?
I've been troubled out.
Alabaster Box. By C.C. Winans. Now, where have I heard nothing before?
Well, you played it already, didn't you?
Oh, no. Hang on. I'll get it up there for you. I like that one, too, guys. That's a good one. You want the lyrics on there or live? Okay, we'll do it this way.
Thank you. She stumbles through the tears that made her blind. She felt such pain. Some spoke in anger, heard folks whisper, there's no place here for her kind. Still on she came, through the shame that flushed her face, until at last she knelt before his feet. And though she spoke no words, everything she said was heard. As she poured her love for the master from her box of alabaster, and I've come to pour my praise on him like oil from Mary's alabaster box. Don't be angry if I wash his feet with my tears and I dry them with my hair. You weren't there the night he found me. You did not feel what I felt when he wrapped his love all around me. And you don't know the cost of the oil in my alabaster box. I can't forget the way life used to be. I was a prisoner to the sin that had me bound. And I spent my days pouring my life without measure into a little treasure box I thought I found. Until the day when Jesus came to me and healed my soul with the wonder of his touch. So now I'm giving back to him all the praise. If I wash his feet with my tears and dry them with my hair, you are there. The night Jesus found me, you did not feel what I felt when he wrapped his loving arms around me.
Yeah, I like that one. That's a good one. All right, anybody else? Let's see, somebody got something in the chat here. Can I turn the volume up? I don't know, let me see. need to be? I can try, yeah. I'm already way up, it looks like. Let's check. All right, anybody else got one? I got one.
Michael, there's one on the chat area too.
Okay. All right. Let's see here. BR enthroned lyrics. That's from the song, 91 Scripture Song. Okay, we can do that. We'll get that one in. We'll get BR enthroned lyrics. I've already got this other one up. I'm going to go ahead and do it. It's not very long. But it is too. Anywho.
Oh, come behold the works of God, the nations at his feet. He breaks the bow and bends the spear and tells the wars to cease. Oh, mighty one of Israel, you are on our side. We walk by faith in God who burns the chariots with fire. Lord of hosts, you lead us, with us in the fire, with us eyes of shelter, with us in the storm. Mountains move into the sea. Oh Lord, you know the hearts of men, and still you let them live. Oh God, who makes the mountains melt, come wrestle us and win. Oh God, who makes the mountains melt, come wrestle us and win. Roar, you are the Lord of all, the one who calms the wind and waves and makes my heart be still. Though the earth gives way, the mountains move into the sea, the nations rage, I know my God is in control. The oceans roar, you are the Lord of all, the one who calms the wind and waves and makes my heart be still.
the place of the Most High, shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in Him I will trust. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in Him I will trust. Surely He shall deliver you from the snare of the fowler, shall cover you with His feathers, and under His wings you shall take refuge. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in Him I will trust. His truth shall be your shield and buckler. You shall not be afraid of the terror by night, that lays waste at noonday. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God. Shall you look and see the reward of the wicked? Because you have made the Lord, who is my refuge, even the Most High, your dwelling place. No evil shall befall you, nor shall any plague come near your dwelling, for He shall give His angels charge over you, to keep you in all your ways. In their hands they shall bear you up, lest you dash your foot against a stone. You shall tread upon the lion and the shall trample underfoot, because He has set His love upon me. Therefore I will deliver Him. I will set Him on high, shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him with love. Of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in Him I will trust, my God.
Hey, Joe, is that Be Enthroned? Is that what you're talking about there, Joe Britt?
Yep, I did so.
Okay. Put the lyrics, all right. You can do that. That don't look right.
thousand generations, you are Lord of all. And unto you, the slain and risen King, we lift our voice with heaven, singing, worthy, Lord of all, Lord of all.
Okay, anybody, let's see, somebody else got one up here in the chat room. Let's see.
Is the one I posted, Michael, still up there? I was kicked off and I had to come back on there.
Yeah, Shane and Shane, Psalm 23.
Yeah, yeah, okay. Just checking.
Yeah. Did we play that earlier? No, okay.
That's another one of theirs.
Yeah, okay. Psalm 23. Yeah, I like that one too. Is that it? Yeah. Okay. Got a good voice, don't he? Victory, Yolanda Adams, okay. Victory. Thank you, Lord. I hope y'all got as much fun out of that as I did. Thank you, Jesus.
Who requested that one?
Megan did. That was a good one.
That was a good one, Megan. Can't sit still listening to that one.
No way, man. Ain't no way. I had to get almost come out of that chair. I was boogieing down. Ooh, that's a good song. Anybody? What y'all laughing at? Go ahead, Missy. Get me out of this mess. Okay.
So in this one, this one's a good one too. It's called 100 Miles. It's the acoustic version, David Crowder.
Oh my goodness. Okay. 100 Miles by David Crowder.
100 Miles, the acoustic. You got to get the acoustic version because it's.
Okay. 100 Miles. How you spell 100? H-U-N-E-R-T. 100 Miles. Acoustic.
Yeah. David Crowder.
David Bowie.
Aha, funny.
Okay. Video unavailable. Let me see what else we got here. Let's see if we can do it. Video unavailable. Oh. Crowder. Okay, we got one. Hang on.
I found it, so.
I got it.
Cool.
You want to run it?
No. I pulled it up on the phone. For some reason, I can't share the sound. I don't know how to do that. I can't figure it out.
Okay. Here we go.
Bless the Lord, oh my soul.
My soul.
Y'all caught me. Okay. Anybody else got one?
Hello, Michael.
Hi, Gaino.
How about Beautiful One by Tim Hughes?
Beautiful One by Kim Hughes?
Yes.
H-U-G-H-E-S. Okay. We'll do it.
Thank you.
All right. Beautiful One of you. Oh, Tim Hughes, okay. Oh, okay, I missed that one up. Okay, let me get y'all.
Oh my soul.
Okay, that's a good knowledge. I like that one. All right, anybody else? Y'all want a treat? You know, just see, you know, get a treat here. I'll show you a treat. I can do that. I'm that kind of guy. Okay, here's what we got. Let me set it up for you. We've got this drummer playing with a concert group. Okay, here's the kicker. He's 3 years old. Check this out. My gracious, gotta put him on a coke box. Looks like John Phillips boy. Thank you. years old. Oh, for goodness sake. That boy had been practicing, hadn't he? We had a young boy in the fellowship a few years ago that loved to play the drum. Well, we got one now. We got Matthew and Anna's boy. He likes to play the drum. Boy, it was, I thought that was cute. Okay. Can you post that link? Just type in, here's what you type in. 3-year-old boy plays drums unbelievably. That's all you got to put in the YouTube. 3-year-old boy plays drums. Yeah, he's cute. Look like Bugger Ray. All right, anybody else got one? All right, Maggie, come up with another one here, girl. I'm ready to boogie down again. I like that. Let me see if I can find one here. I got one. I lost y'all for a minute. Okay, here we go. Y'all get ready.
Jesus.
That's all we got to remember right there. It's not, the battle is not ours, it's the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Well, I've enjoyed tonight. I don't know about y'all. I just get down right with these people and praise God. You know, that's what God likes us to do. He likes us to praise Him all the time. I ain't talking about just sitting there like a bump on a log. I'm talking about getting in and praising God. Glory to God. That's why I turn mine off. I don't know if anybody see me. That's what I do. I get in it. Praise God. All right. Thank you, Jesus. But Lord, we just thank you for Lord, I just ask and I pray, Lord, that you receive our praises for you because they're all for you. These words that we saw tonight, they go into our spirit, Lord. And the battle is not ours, it's yours. And we need to remember that. We need to rest in the knowledge that you're in control. We don't have to worry about nothing. And we thank you for it. Lord, thank you for all these good brothers and sisters that we have here. And Father, I thank you for the good work you're doing in it. And Father, we just ask and we pray that you be with us until we come again together. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Amen. Well, I'll be hosting Saturday night, I guess.